Praise the Lord. It's been a long road, but it's been a blessed road. I grew because of it. God spoke to me. He changed my life in many ways, showed me my shortcomings, showed me the places I need to improve, and he's still showing me. It didn't just happen in the hospital. It's still going on. See, just so you'll know, the cry of my heart is, God, cleanse me. Search me, O God. Know my thoughts. Cleanse me and know my ways and see if there's any wicked way in me. Try me and know my thoughts. And that's the cry of my heart. And that should be the cry of everybody's heart. We're never going to make it till we arrive. And that's one of the things that makes it so easy not to judge people and to point a finger of accusation, because I've got my own life. You know, we say around here, or I've said, which I learned in the hospital, mirror, mirror in the book, show me how I really look. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what it's about. You can't see to take the little speck out of somebody else's eye when you got a big old tree in your eye. And it takes a lifetime to get that tree out of your eye. You'll never see clearly enough to be able to judge another person. That's God's job. Well, thank you for the amens. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this time. We magnify your name tonight, Lord. We thank you for your word. We give honor to your word. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in our presence. Thank you, Lord, for being in our midst. And now, Lord, we just exalt you, and we ask that you touch my lips with a coal from off the altar of God, that I'd minister your word. Man's word would fall to the ground and die. Hide me behind the cross, Lord, and we lift up Jesus, and we place you at the highest place in this house and in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to quickly share a story with you, a story that I heard. And it's not just a story, it's a true testimony of, you know, sometimes we do things inadvertently without realizing what we've done. Or we say things without realizing what we've said. And we don't take into consideration that we might have really wounded somebody. The scripture says that a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city in Proverbs. That doesn't mean he can't be won again, but it means that it's very hard. And sometimes, bless our darling hearts and mixed up minds, we're well-meaning and we're sincere, but we're sincerely wrong in what we say, how we say it, and we're sometimes not cognizant of who's listening. Anyway, this individual was saying that one time they were having trouble with one of their children. And they would talk about this to other people, but not only to other people, but when that child was around. And the things that they said were things that bothered them, things that made them uncomfortable. But in so doing, they wounded that child. They hurt that child emotionally. And as a result, that child one day, thank God for this, because that individual repented and changed. And that's what it's all about. The Bible says if your heart condemns you, he's greater than your heart. And there is now, therefore, no condemnation in Christ Jesus. But anyway, he was wounded. And sometimes we don't realize that the things that are going on in our lives that we dislike about others are some of the things that we struggle with in our own lives. And that young man was offended, and he was hurt. You know, imagine your mom or your dad talking about you, saying things. How hurtful is it when a mom or a dad says something that wounds you, like, you know, man, you're never going to amount to anything. You'll never get it right. These things are not meant to be said. They should not be said. People who say these kind of things are people who don't know God. They don't know Jesus. And if they do know him and they're saying these things, they don't know who they are in Christ. I was stirred up by a message I heard last night, but it just seemed like it was time to mention this again. We're not going to take a long time, but how many people here understand that your words have power? Does anybody understand that besides me? Your words have power. They are creative or they are destructive words. You know, we say things, silly things that we don't take any stock of, we don't think about, but the words that come out of your mouth today are the words that will set your destiny for tomorrow. You can say amen. Say amen or oh me. And we say things like, man, Bill, you're such an idiot. You know, we do something, we mess up, you know, you say something like that. That's not what God says about you. That is completely opposed to what God said. The Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. The Bible says you're the apple of his eye. He says you're his treasure. He says your name is written in his hand, and his name is written on your foreheads. So everything that comes out of your mouth has either creative or destructive power for your own life or for somebody else's life. You're sending out arrows, arrows of blessing or arrows of cursing. Amen?
Amen.
Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." The way you got saved was by believing in your heart, but by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord of your life. Amen? The Scripture says in Luke 6:45, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." And man in that scripture is not talking about a gender. It's talking about mankind. That means all of us. We're all included. Now, there's many of us that because we know what kind of people we are, and we're striving to do what God wants us to do, and we realize our shortcomings, sometimes things come out of our mouth. I'm just telling you, I'm guilty. God's speaking to me about this too, because I have been lax in this area, even recently. And I repent. I'm sorry. Father, I forgive me. I'm sorry. I did not mean that. And I appreciate the fact that you love me enough to say, this is the way. Walk in it. And not condemn me. Thank you. Because Jesus didn't come to condemn, nor did God send his son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That means saved. Sozo. Safe from something to something. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. So what you put in your heart is what's going to come out of your mouth. What's really in your heart is what's going to come out of your mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't get away from that. This is as real as I'm standing here and you see my face. It's as real as that. It's that tangible. Sometimes the enemy brings attacks into our lives, and what we do with those, what we think about, and what comes out of our mouth in those attacks is going to set the pace for where we are, unless at that moment, and thank God for the Holy Spirit, because he's the one who tells you, wait a minute, hold it. And then like David, you're quick to repent, then that can change everything. But you need to understand that when you speak to people, you're either going to bless them or you're going to curse them. That may seem a little harsh. Toes may be getting stepped on, but mine are right there with yours. You're either blessing somebody or you're cursing somebody. We all get irritated at times. We all have things we don't like. We all have things, people who may say something that it may be innocent, but to us it's offensive. The Bible says, woe to those who take offense easily. I'm paraphrasing here. You know, if you're really walking with God and you're really in a place where you should be, there should be no offense. Because you understand the grace and the mercy that God's extended to you for you to be able to walk in this life and be who he called you to be. He says you're the head and not the tail. You're above only and not beneath. He says no weapon formed against you will prosper. My good pleasure to bless you or to give you the kingdom down here. I provide for you out of the riches that are in glory by Christ Jesus. I meet your needs. Amen? Matthew 7. Believe it. Read it. Matthew 7. He knows what you have need of, and he blesses you with what you need. Deuteronomy 28 says you're blessed coming in and going out. But you have to obey the word. You have to walk in the word. And that means you need to set a guard on your mouth. I need to set a guard on my mouth to make sure that what I'm saying is in accordance with the word of God. Because my purpose and what I want, what my heart wants, is to bless people, not to tear them down, not to berate them, not to belittle them, or to put them in a place where they left saying, I don't ever want to talk to that person again. Or talk to me again. Talk to him again. If we haven't built each other's faith when we get together, if we haven't built each other's confidence, if we haven't edified, exhorted, and comforted one another, we have failed. It's that simple. It's that simple. We need to be in the image and likeness of Jesus. Amen? If you want to, just turn with me for two scriptures. You all know what they are. Mark chapter 11, verses 23 and 24. Mark chapter 11, verses 23 and 24. Well, in verse 22, it says, "So Jesus answered and said to them," and this is Jesus speaking, "have faith in God." Some people have said, have the God kind of faith. Verse 23, "For assuredly Just as sure as you're sitting there and I'm standing here. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you in verse 24, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Amen? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. God spoke to Karen here recently and told her, you know, you need to be saying. And that's the way it is to be. But let me tell you something. That's not just in your prayers. You need to be, when you say something, you need to be saying something that's according to the Word of God. I don't care what situation you're in. Let me tell you something. That's one of the things that God did in my heart while I was in the hospital. I mean, obviously, I'm a human being. I'm not different than anybody else. The only difference between you and me is God's called me to be a spiritual chef. Prepare the spiritual food and give it out to you, and then what the Holy Spirit does with it is His business. It's not my business. I am not the Holy Spirit. I'm not here to straighten you out. I'm not here to change you. I'm here to give you truth and allow that seed of the Word of God that goes into your life to take root and change your life. That's what's going to change you. I can stand up here and jump and scream and yell and stomp and pound the pulpit. It ain't going to change you a bit. The Word of God, the truth, will set you free. Amen? It says you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So my responsibility and your responsibility is when you talk to people, no matter who it is, whether it's one of our brothers and sisters here in the family of God or somebody out there, speak the truth. Speak it in love. Doesn't mean lie to them, but don't be hurtful when you do it. Amen? Hallelujah. If you see something, listen, would you rather see somebody go to hell when you know they're doing something wrong, or would you rather see them saved even though they may be a little bit miffed at you for a minute? That's called real love. That's tough love. You're not out for their detriment. You're not out to put them down or set them straight. You're out to tell them, you know what, like Jesus. You know, not one time when I've been disciplined by the Lord or chastised by the Lord, which the Bible says He chastises all those that He calls sons. Again, I'm paraphrasing, but you know what I'm talking about. And not one time did He ever say, you darn dummy, what's wrong with you? I get that from people in the world. Maybe your own parents said that to you. But God always says He comes to you, and you know. And because of what it does to my heart, I know I've been chastened. But the Bible says, whom the Lord loves, He chastens. Do you know that God loves you enough and cares about you enough to say, hey, you know what? This is the way. Walk in it. In other words, change course. Where's the berating? Where's the belittling? Where's the finger of accusation in that? He doesn't dwell on the negatives. He dwells on the positive. Y'all know you've been set free from sin. Sin's not an issue anymore. We've been talking about that for the last 2.5 weeks. Amen? That's not an issue. Sin's not an issue. Because you're alive to the Spirit. The Spirit and the Word agree. The Spirit and the Word that's in you. You're the Holy Spirit with your Spirit, and that Word that you placed in you come together, and when you have peace in your life, that means they're agreeing. They agree. It's bringing into fruition and bringing into focus exactly what God wants to show you and to teach you and to cause for you to grow. Cause your growth. Amen? Some people, because of things they've said, go into life and they say, well, you know what? This will never work. I can never catch a break. I'll never amount to anything. Because that's what people have spoken over them. We need to be careful not only what we say, but what we receive into our hearts, into our spirits. How many know what the spirit, the heart is? Read Jeremiah 17:9. If you study that out, you'll find that that's talking about the soul nature of man. The mind, the will, the emotions. It's the seat of appetites. It's the sensualness of human beings. Are y'all with me? So when you confess those things, you have right then and there set the course for your life for tomorrow, unless you change that confession and you say, Father, that'll never come out of my mouth again. I'll never do that. We're supposed to be building one another up in love, not tearing each other down. Amen? That's what it's all about. So when we speak, we need to be speaking what God says. I've blessed you with all blessings, spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I've made you the head. I'm blessing you coming in and going out. The key is obedience. Bible says, God says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Remember, it's not by your works of righteousness, but by according to His mercy that He saved us. By what? The washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Salvation is new every day. It's not a one-time event. needs every day. When I was in the hospital, I asked the questions, Lord, why? What's going on? What did I do? But the minute I died, all of those things that I did in the past, whether good or evil, all of those things that I, you know, they were gone. And there came newness of life. Newness of life. The old's passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Like 2 Corinthians 5:17 says. The old man is gone. He's dead. Now it's new. There's nothing in front of me but my future. And my future is going to be what I say it is, according to the Word of God. Not what I hope, but what I say it is. And if I'm saying what the Word of God says about me, then it can't help but be the greatest years of my life, which God says, your latter years will be greater than your former years. Many examples. Nebuchadnezzar. Just real quickly, I feel impressed to remind you that when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were faced with a fire and they were told in no uncertain terms, you either bow or you burn. And they said, we're not even going to think about this. We won't do it. We will not serve your gods. They got thrown in the fire, and what happened? The form of the fourth man that was there was that of the Son of God, according to the record of Nebuchadnezzar, the king, who was so angry that he threw him in there. And what happened to him? The Bible says, listen, not even the smell of smoke was on their garments. Not a hair on their head was singed. And the only thing destroyed in that fire were the chains and the bondages, or whatever, you know what I'm talking about, the chains. That's why I'll just say that. That's what fell off. And they walked out of the fire unharmed, unhurt. What a blessing to do it God's way. Amen? Scripture says, love your enemies as you love yourself. What does that mean? That means you need to be able to bless them or bless them. That's another thing Scripture says, to bless them that despitefully use you and persecute you. Bless them. Now, in our flesh, our carnal nature, our sensual five physical sense nature, this flesh, that's not easy to do. You can't do it. But when the love of God's in you, and you begin to look at and realize where God has brought you from and what He's done to save you and to bring you to the place where you are today in your walk with Him, He didn't say there wouldn't be problems. He didn't say we wouldn't have situations that happened in our life. But what did He say? He said, be of good cheer. What? Yeah, be of good cheer. Because I'll deliver you out of them all. You know, in this world we have problems. But He says, these tribulations, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Amen? Hallelujah. So what we need to be confessing is what God says. We're blessed coming in, we're blessed going out. My bank account's full. I'm blessed. I'm not a lender. I'm not a borrower. I'm a lender. Amen? I have the mind of Christ. I have good ideas. Every witty invention is mine because I'm a child of God. Following God means... because I follow God, I can't help but prosper. What does that mean? Bible says, He says He wants you to prosper, but He wants you to prosper as your soul prospers. And can I tell you something? That's the greatest prosperity. Again, when I was laying there in bed, I asked the questions, but one of the things I did is I latched on to Mark chapter 11, and I said, Father, this mountain is cast in the sea, and I never changed my confession. And here I am. Here I am. New insight, new outlook. Every morning I wake up and I thank God for the days that I have, for a new day, for the ability to come and, first of all, minister to Him in worship and praise, and then to come and minister to you, who God's entrusted me with because of the gifts and call He's placed on my life. And He's placed gifts and call on all of our lives. Do you all know that? Charles, did you know that God's got a gift and a calling for you, and He's got a plan for your life? Now, that should be enough to make you happy as if you had good sense, as they would say in Texas. Amen? Rob, you know that? Hallelujah. And you know what else? The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. That's not just what's written in here, but that's what God's writing on the tablets of your hearts, too. He's still speaking today, folks. Amen? Amen? I'm telling you, I'm telling you. So we need to watch what we say, and the things that we think, things that come out of our mouth. You need to know that God has good plans for you and good thoughts for you. If you don't believe it, read Jeremiah 29:11 again. Y'all know what that says, right? Know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. They're thoughts for good and not for evil, to prosper and not to harm you, and to give you a hope and a future. That's paraphrasing, but that's pretty close. To give you a hope and a future. Circumstances are changeable. They're temporary. But the Word. Let me ask you this. What is the Word? Is the Word truth? Well, amen. It's Jesus. You're right, Harry. But we know John because of John 1:1 that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So truth, if Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, he doesn't just possess truth, he is truth. And you will know the truth, Jesus, and the truth will make you free. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's good news. That'll be enough to get you want to stand up and dance. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. This is so important, folks. This is so important. We can't take this lightly. I mean, some of us sit back and we wonder, dear God, how did I get in the place where I am? Why is all this happening to me? Well, maybe you need to go to your prayer closet and seek God and say, okay, God, Where did I take a detour? Where did I take a detour? We're supposed to bless and not curse other people. Amen? How many know that when the Scripture talks about binding and loosing, it says whatever you bind on earth will be bound, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed. Whatever you bind in heaven will be bound, and whatever you loose on in heaven will be loosed. That can be positive or negative, folks. If you hold someone's sin to them, if you hold someone's wrongdoing to them, you're binding them. Scripture says, whoever sins you retain are retained. Now, I would ask you this question. If you're going to treat others like you want to be treated, then is that the right way to go about things? No. 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 Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Listen carefully, folks. We walk by faith and not by sight. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Did y'all see that? The worlds were framed by the Word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. And yet your words become life and death to you and to others. Become life and death to others. If you want to be forgiven, you better forgive. If you want to be blessed, you better bless. Amen? Hallelujah. And then, finally, in closing, I'm not going to keep you all late tonight. Oh, you missed a good place to say amen. Harry's over there having a session with him and God because he's getting out of here early. I'm just teasing. In Genesis chapter 1, starting in verse 3 through verse 31, we read, in everything that God created, God said. And that's the key. You can have whatever you say. God set us in the same place. He says we're made in His image and likeness. So the same rules apply. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. So when you speak the word of God, you're speaking creative things, blessings, and you're edifying and comforting and exhorting and building up other people. And that's what it's about. Instead of just going around and vomiting all over everybody, everything, anything you want to say, you know, you need to be saying things that are going to bring blessing. They're going to change people's lives. Amen? And your life too. That's the important part. It's got to be right here. It's got to be here. And you got to get it in here before you can go out and do it out in the natural, in the world. Amen? But you see, that's also what sets us apart, is what comes out of our mouth. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. So we need to stop talking like the world. We need to start confessing what God says, His promises, His blessings. Amen? And we'll change not only our course, but we'll change the course of those around us and those who we come in contact. The people in our sphere of influence. Amen? Hallelujah. Again, Genesis 1, 3 through 31, God said. And is there one instance in that where we didn't see what God said come to pass? Y'all not sure? You're just not answering me. There's not one time when God said that it didn't happen. Amen? Hallelujah. In closing, I just want to say, you want to turn, you can. Psalms 141. And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm giving y'all permission. If you hear anything come out of my mouth that doesn't sound like it's the Word of God, then you talk to me. You come and say, Bill, I'm not sure I like what you just said. I'm not sure what you said is right. Amen? I'm giving you permission. I want to be transparent, and I want to be held accountable. I can't teach you if I can't do it myself. And by do it myself, I mean have the one who's a co-laborer with me put me in a place where it becomes real in my life. Does that make sense? Hallelujah. All right. Psalms 141, verse 3. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Keep watch over the door of my lips. See, if any of you sitting there thinking, you know, man, I'm the only one and I got all these. No. See, folks, we're changed from glory to glory. We're changed line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. It's stepping stones. Each step we take is a stepping stone to a higher place in God, to glory. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I love the old song that they used to sing when we were children and in my years in junior church. And that is, be careful little eyes what you see. Careful little ears what you hear. Be careful little mouth what you speak. Amen? Hallelujah. We need to be cognizant of what we're saying, not just mindlessly blurting things out of our mouth. Amen? Because we might condemn ourselves, or we might condemn somebody else, or cause hurt or harm. Proverbs, once again, it says, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. So we don't want to offend, especially those of the family of God, but the people outside too. They may not be the children of God, but they are the creation of God. To be a child of God and to be an heir, you have to be in the kingdom. You have to be grafted into that vine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Enough said. Praise the Lord. Especially in this day and time, it's becoming more and more important that we pay attention and do these things that we've spoken about tonight. Amen? Because He's coming as a thief in the night. I don't know when, but if y'all are feeling like I am, I got a notion we're not going to be here much longer. That's just a feeling I have. I'm not going to begin to try to tell you I know when. I'm just going to tell you that I think it's going to be soon. This world has become so corrupt. This country that was founded on the things of God has become so corrupt. You've heard me talk about, how many remember when Billy Graham said this about 30-some years ago? Maybe more than that, maybe 40-some years ago. If God doesn't judge America pretty soon, He's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. That judgment's not against God's people, it's against those who refuse to walk in the favor and the blessing of God. Those who refuse the free gift of salvation. Those who refuse the gift and the calling of God, which He says are irrevocable. They're without repentance. He knew what He's doing. He said He knew you before you were fashioned in your mother's womb. He said He's got the hairs on your head numbered. He's only got good for you and me. We're the ones who either stifle that or cause that to come into fruition in our lives. Amen? Hallelujah. God's good all the time. And all the time, God is good. We're in His image and likeness, right? So that means we need to be good all the time with His help. We're not lone rangers. We're not doing this on our own. Jesus is our co-laborer. He's our advocate. He's the one that's in our lives. He's the one who works in us both the will, to have the will, and to do His will. The good will of His pleasure. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With God's Spirit in your life, God's presence in your life, you can't go wrong, can you? Can you? Can anybody go wrong? No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. You are worthy of all praise. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And don't lead us into temptation, Lord. And you don't lead people into temptation, Lord. Everything that comes, you make a way of escape. And every trial, Lord, everything that comes, help us to understand, Lord, the enemy is the one who comes to steal and kill and destroy, not you. You can't use or give what's not in your character. We love you tonight. If you want prayer for something tonight, please feel free. Raise your hand or check with one of us, one of the elders, and we'll pray with you. Know that you're available. We're available to you.
Stand in for Woody. We got a call from Joyce that Woody is severely anemic, and so I'd like to stand in for him and pray over him. Okay. So just thank you, Lord, that by your stripes, he is healed. He walks in health because you paid the price. And we just thank you, Lord, for his healing. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that no weapon, no plan, no attack, no device can prosper against us, Lord, because we're yours. And you promised us, Psalm 91, Lord, that only with our eye would we behold and see the reward of the wicked. You promised us that 1,000 would fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it would not come nigh us. If we'll abide under your shadow, Lord, because you are our shield and buckler. You are our high tower. Your name is a high tower that the righteous run into and they're safe. We thank you for that, Lord. We all do something for me. Will you point towards Harry and pray for Harry and Marie? He got probably what's not a good report tonight about Marie's foot. And it's a lie of the enemy. What we'd like to see happen is God raise her up without any surgery. That's what we'd like to see. But in any case, whatever God decides to do, which he wants her healed, one way or the other, that God will guide the doctors, he will prepare the doctors, and he will guide them. And Lord, that you would get glory to yourself. There'll be no question in anyone's mind in that operating room, and the foremath, the aftermath, Lord, of this, that you were the one who was there, and your hand, you showed yourself strong in Harry and Marie's behalf. I thank you for peace. I thank you for rest. And I thank you, Lord, for a good report. In Jesus' name, we release this into your hands, Lord. We trust you. We'll not believe any other report but the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in advance for the good outcome. Thank you, Lord. We believe nothing else, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Harry and Marie are such a blessing to this church. They've been faithful. Harry does so much here, as does Patrick, some others. And it's a blessing to have him as a friend and as a brother and part of this fellowship. I'm blessed by their presence here, as I am by yours. Amen? Hallelujah. And that goes for all of you. Praise you, Lord. Anybody need prayer? Anything else we need to pray about? Father, I thank... Yes, sir. Come up here, Bob. That's right. I can't forget my brother, Bob. Anybody else? God's here to do something for you if you want it. Praise the Lord. Let me just remind you what a joy it is to be able to stand up here and share with y'all what God's put on my heart. For your good. For all of our good. Amen. So if all hearts are clear, then Father, right now in Jesus' name, I thank you for this night. I thank you that your word is sealed in our hearts, Lord. Help us, because you're that advocate, because you're that helper, you're that one who sticks closer than a brother, and because you're the one who makes us will to do of your good pleasure and to do your good pleasure, Lord. That because you walk with us and you're a co-laborer, that we're going to walk in what we've heard tonight. The word is sealed in our hearts by the Holy Spirit of promise. The word of man has fallen to the ground and dies. And Lord, the seed will take root and bring forth fruit in its season. And produce the fruit and what's necessary in your time, Lord, for your kingdom. And you will get glory. And the kingdom of God will get glory for this in Jesus' name. Bless your people. Go with them. May your countenance shine upon them. May your face look towards them and bless them with all spiritual blessings. In Jesus' name. And all who agree, say amen. Amen. Go with God.